We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win! Some semblance of the Miami Heat win. It doesn't matter who the fuck they put on the court. They figured it out. At the end of this game, I had no idea who was going to bring up the ball because Tyler was throwing it away. He was over dribbling. He was throwing up bullshit. Their best point guard at the end of the game was PJ Tucker. Kyle Guy was figuring shit out on the fly. Like, whatever. They figured it out and they won this game against a shorthanded Blazers team. So let's not be the Lakers and overreact. All right. I'm a motherfucking problem, LeBron. Calm the fuck down. It's the Kings and January. Settle your ass down. You've won four titles, weirdo. Anyway, sorry. I don't know why LeBron catches strays.
Well, I'm here for it.
But anyway, I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. Hangover time. Go ahead and bring me out, Brass. I don't have a lot. Because I think there was some fun things about this game. I think there's a lot of guys that need to get some shine off this game. So we want to go straight into it. Let's find out what everybody's drinking, and I want to hear your player of the game. I am on a weird combination of vodka and ginger ale because that's all I had. And
Is it tasty?
It's delicious. It's actually pretty damn good.
Innovation.
Yeah, listen. I'm like B.A. Baracus in the A-team. I make do with what I have. I'm the MacGyver of alcoholism. Yeah. I like how Brass was the only one that got the B.A. Baracus A-team joke because we're the only ones that are old. Sure. Kenny, what are you drinking tonight, and who is your player of the game?
So tonight I'm drinking rum and coke. My player of the game, fuck it, it's Tyler Hero. Really? He played horrible, right? But to the point I was been making, he kept shooting. His confidence never wavered. He did get frustrated at the end, but we can get back to that later. I fuck with it. His confidence never wavered. He kept shooting. That's what we need from him. He'll be fine eventually. My player of the game is Tyler Hero.
Yeah, my man went 5 for 23. He was dribbling the motherfucking air out of the ball.
Yeah. Yikes. But I like it.
I mean, holy shit. But honestly, I don't know what else he was supposed to do because, I mean, he was the last ball handler left. Like, Jesus Christ, Lowry and Gabe Vincent are important. Holy shit, man. And comeback depot, for God's sake. Damn. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight and who is your player of the game?
This is a fat cup of water, but I'll take a shot of some Evan Williams bottled and bond. Yeah, Evan Williams 100 proof.
I've never heard of Evan Williams. Sounds like a 90s R&B singer.
No, that's good. That's good.
Okay. It's pretty tasty. I'm not doubting it. I'm just saying it sounds like.
Let's see. Let's look at these stats. I'm going to say my player of the game. I'll hold it down for Tiff, and we're going to go with Max Strus.
Excellent. He was
9 of 17, 7 for 13. Came out shooting well. Finished the game shooting well.
Big shot.
Gotten lost a little bit in the middle, but started well. Ended beautifully. He played really well tonight.
And I pointed this out on Twitter. He had big shots in an NBA game in January, and somehow was more composed than LeBron James, which is wild to me. Like,
act like you've been there before.
Max Strus is like, calm down, guy. It's fucking January. We're playing a shitty team. Like, chill. Be easy. A lot of
dip on your chip.
Relax. Whole lot of dip on your chip, fella. Brass, who's your player of the game, and what are you drinking tonight?
So my player of the game tonight, I'm going to go with Mario Chalmers. Now, he didn't play, and it looks like he's not going to play, but he would have been our player of the game if Spo had the guts to actually put him in.
Oh my God.
At any point in his 10-day contract. But
everyone mentioned Chalmers fourth quarter.
It would have been
Mario Chalmers.
Fucking Lowry goes out, and like that's it's the moment in that he was inactive. Life sucks. It isn't fair. But I made a drink. I made a New York sour, which is a whiskey sour. I had some red wine. So that's what this is. It's a whiskey sour with red wine in it.
I want to shout out this.
Yeah, shout this out.
This quote from the chat: Norris _ yes. NA, finally catching the post game show all the way from Namibia. I'm sorry, I fucked that up. Africa. 7 a.m. getting ready for work. Shout out to you. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate. Listen, we do have some international fans. Let's hit them one time.
We all gonna hit them for that?
Hit them one time.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
That's all. Ready. 1, 2, 3. Hit them one time with a drip drop. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Oh, I'm not
we don't say it.
You let me fucking hang in there.
No, we don't.
We don't all say it.
You are the.
It's late in my wall, Stan.
Oh man!
Someone called it be Namibia. I said Namibia, but I thought it was Nambia. Listen, I can't pronounce American cities correctly, so. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Africa. I apologize.
Shout out to the whole Africa.
All of Africa. I feel like I'm gonna get canceled because of it. If all the things that I've said,
right. Fuck with all the Europeans, like get canceled. Fuck with Africa.
Exactly. I talk shit about the entire country of wherever Jokic is from, but now I get. Someone said Namibia. Isn't that what he said?
Namibia.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We're just making it worse. We gotta move.
I should have asked
I'm
Joey.
Just looking at the chat. That's all.
Joey, what are you drinking?
Joey, and how do you pronounce that, Joey?
Yeah, how do you say that? Yeah. How do you pronounce that?
The way Brass said it was perfect. Shout out Africa. I am not drinking a Red Bull in vodka. I have a Bang energy drink in vodka. So I don't know what's gonna happen to my heart tonight, but we'll see. My mom's dating one of the reps. He has stock in the company, so there's a lot of it in the house. I am drinking a purple Kittles. It tastes
like. Who's your player of the game?
Oh, my player of the game. I know it was said, but Max Strus. I mean, this man was working at American Eagle, what, like a year ago, right? And now he's dropping 7 threes in a game. I mean, come on. He is my player of the game, Max Strus. Heart attack type situation. Shout out, yeah.
Karate in the chat.
Naughty Karate.
You got shit else to do. You got here watching Hangover Time.
Naughty Karate.
I'm going to say my player of the game, I kind of talked about him a little bit, slightly, in my opening rants. PJ Tucker, man. Like, that motherfucker was hitting the floor, playing like it was the NBA Finals. Like, I mean, it was insane how... Smitha Schmolnick says, shout out to Africa, needs to be the next t-shirt. Please.
Make it a dad cap. Make it a dad cap.
But yeah, I thought PJ Tucker was amazing. I thought when things got bogged down, they kind of gave it to PJ, Siobhan on that elbow, on the baseline, let him do a little bit of work. Like, his patience on some of those plays was amazing. That little behind the back bounce pass to Max underneath the basket. I mean, he literally held the ball for like 9 seconds, but he just never, one thing I will say is when Kyle went out, I was really worried because the Blazers like to put pressure on the ball handler. And you saw a lot of guys like Kyle Guy, Tyler Hero, they got rushed and it led to a lot of mistakes. One guy you ain't gonna rush is PJ.
Right.
PJ settled them down time after time. You ain't gonna rush PJ. He's chilling. Yeah. But I thought he was just so composed, and I thought he kind of gave them a lift, especially in that middle of that fourth quarter when things kind of seemed bleak.
Yeah. So, void a damn ball handler, right? No point guard, no damn Jimmy, just no one that can handle the ball on the perimeter. And going from an offense that functions in a way, facilitating out top, getting passes toward the rim, toward the basket. So with none of that, and with, like you said, guys who can be rushed, who can be hurried with the ball in their hands by intense pressure, you saw them then move from facilitating from outside to in to then having PJ facilitate and settle the offense, run the offense, and play in that mid-post, low-post, free throw line area, and just like you said, be patient, wait for things to develop. He's smart, he's been around, he's a vet. He is the vet of that team, of that group that was there since Kyle's ass got tossed. You just Crazy. Felt his presence. Yep. Hey, and a lot of it to toss.
You
okay?
Be tossing that ass.
Hey, in a circle, okay?
Tossing that ass in a circle.
But yeah, he gave them veteran leadership. He gave them poise, like you said, and it felt like he was the balm, like the salve that calmed it down and just let everything kind of settle back in after, it got emotional and kind of frayed.
Backdoor situation there.
Listen, that's a big door to open.
That's a fucking double door.
French door.
I was about to say French door.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Kenny, when we saw Kyle go out and then we got to that fourth quarter and you just saw the Blazers coming back, Anthony Simons could not be stopped for some goddamn reason. I mean... dude was out there looking like a Teletubby, but he was killing us.
He's so cute.
He got a real small face.
Oh, he looks like a Disney Channel
star. He's adorable.
That motherfucker is adorable. He's just a giant baby with weird hair. and they put Caleb on him, and that helped. I really, because like I was like, who's their defensive stopper? I was like racking my brain, like what?
Who? Caleb.
Because yeah, Caleb's the only guy because their point of attack defense just went to shit when Kyle went out. But like, talk to me about like what you like Spo. The whole game plan has gone to shit, right? Kyle got tossed, ass tossed, whatever you want to call it. no Mario Chalmers, no Gabe Vincent. Kyle Guy does not look like he could beat a press to save his fucking life. Tyler Hero is dribbling to 4 seconds left in the shot clock, and he figured out ways to manufacture just enough offense, right? Just enough.
It was.
Yeah, like to pull out this win. I mean, he won Coach of the Year in December, Coach of the Month in December. I mean, just talk to me what you saw in Spo tonight.
Yeah, man. I know NBA media don't love the Heat too much, but he got to get that award at the end of the year, man. He's been putting lipstick on a pig for a real long time this season and making that motherfucker look beautiful. So he had no point guard, man. He fucking figured it out somehow, some way. Tyler's throwing a fucking ball away. It didn't matter. This shit was incredible. You got to give credit to Max also. It's like just damn, man.
Like I just
that's all I got to say.
I thought it was going to be a whole like quarter of half court violations. I really
I thought they were going to blow that game for sure.
Joey.
Yeah.
listen, thank you for coughing into your elbow. The Omicron is rampant. We appreciate that.
That's what it was. It was the COVID.
Did you see the halftime show? The Blazers halftime show.
Here's the thing. I saw what looked like found footage of this halftime show. I didn't like it. It seemed similar to a nightmare that I've had previously a couple times. But those people in Portland, they're really abstract or avant-garde. I would use those words for them. Yeah. Anyone else? Anyone else about that halftime show?
No, I just want to know how you find out you know how to do that stuff.
That's my thing. Like, what are you doing that you figure out that you can fit through a fucking toilet stool, that you can fit through the damn toilet seat?
At what point in life did he decide, I'm going to try taking my underwear off without moving my pants?
Under my jeans, under my shorts, and toss it up. You dirty son of a bitch. It is COVID.
If you didn't see the Blazers halftime show, it was literally a dude fitting his entire body through a toilet seat.
It was like on an acid trip.
Which was like really like it, I felt like it was like this interpretive dance of like the game. It was just like getting something out of a toilet seat.
It was like a Mo Harkless like tribute. I believe it was like
I will say this though. Next time your girl gets mad at you for leaving the toilet seat up, you can tell her that shit don't matter. You got footage now. Like, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Be good. Yeah.
Siobhan, please.
What?
Let's go do the gaga gaga of the game.
Thanks for the heads up on that one.
Right. Yeah.
So I completely read the order of this shit wrong, by the way.
I just wanted to know what you wanted to do next. Just a little heads up next
time. I read the word eject as effect. If you guys read the private chat, it's a fucking mess. I don't know what's going on. I'm really tired. Oh, the play just happened.
Yep.
Jesus.
That was a sneaky dunk.
Bro, I didn't even think he could get that.
Because it was a bad pass. He had to bring it up.
I did that one.
I've never done that. Not even on a 7-foot rim. Caleb, sometimes he takes these angles, and I don't feel like I'm like, there's no way he's going to dunk this. He's going to have to go up and under. He's going to have to hit a little finger roll, a little jelly, and he somehow dunks it. Like, his athleticism is off the charts. And I think, Kenny, you were talking about it on the timeline today. Comparing him to Derrick Jones Jr., I think people see the dunks and automatically say, oh, man, this is a new Derrick Jones Jr. I think he brings you a little bit more than DJJ did.
Yeah, he's a lot more polished. And I don't want to be that guy because I love DJJ, but people do forget he was unplayable a lot. And I haven't seen that out of Caleb yet. And so I think we do have to just separate. We have to stop looking at athleticism purely and just understand these are two completely different players. And I do think Caleb is better. But it's just kind of a dumb comparison to make.
I think you can look at athleticism. You can't just compare one piece of athleticism to the next as if it's the same thing. Yeah, DJ was raw offensively. He gave you a lot defensively. Caleb's smaller, but yeah, he has been unplayable every postseason he's been in. Damn. But yeah, no, I think they're different players too.
He could dunk.
I do think Caleb is the better overall, but you can't just see someone springy and dunk and say that's that.
And when Caleb shoots at three, I feel like it has a chance to go in. Whereas when DJJ would shoot a three, I'm like, I felt same as I do when KZ shoots a three, basically.
Like the threes go in, but like I'm not
counting on it. Yeah. Like it'd be nice, you know what I mean? The next thing I wanted to kind of talk about is the Kyle Lowry ejection. I kind of come at this from two different sides, right? Like, on one hand, I think the that January 6th insurrectionist of a fucking referee was like, that was not a reason to eject an NBA vet. Like, it really wasn't. Like, it was. Go ahead, Brass.
No, just you can talk over it.
Yeah, like that little pass, like, you look real sensitive and clownish at that point as a referee, especially as a rookie referee throwing out an NBA veteran. That's one side of it. Like, I'm like, I don't like this guy. Like, he looks like, you know, he carries tiki torches on the weekends. I'm not a big fan of this fucking ref. But on the other hand, Kyle Lowry, you have a technical foul. You jawed at this motherfucker incessantly after he gave you a technical foul. And some of the novice lip reading that I can do, like, it was ridiculous, some of the shit he was saying to that dude.
Exactly.
And then you even saw Duncan Robinson's face as a, you know, as a fellow white man was just like, don't try that dude like that. Like,
yeah.
We can, you know, he can only take so much disrespect. Yeah. Like, it was, to me, I understand, I'm mad. NBA, like, honestly, I think the NBA officials, they need to look at this dude and this ejection and say, okay, this was out of line. But Kyle needs to be fucking better than this.
Yep.
So I will say the two angles do tell two different stories. On one end, it does look like an innocent pass. On the other end, Kyle kind of knew what he was doing. Was trying to be slick.
He knew what he was doing. Period.
But as the referee, he got 9 assists. Just let him fucking stay in. Mm-mm. Who cares?
No, Alf, everything that you said is why it's a fine tech at the end. So he got the first tech. You were jawing at him the entire time. Kyle is a known fucking complainer. Always is in the ref's ear. Kenny, he knew what he was throwing with the pass. As a rookie ref, you have to kind of like establish yourself in some way of saying, you're not just going to walk all over me. I let you get away with whatever other jawing you were doing. That's enough. And as a 16-year vet, you got to be better than that. You're playing well. You are the lead, the only point guard. You can't let yourself get put in that position.
Yeah, see, that angle right there, you can see it was something behind that pass.
You know what the thing is? Because even Duncan saw it. The thing
exactly. Kyle, Duncan saw it coming. No.
Kyle said, I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all some, I'm going to do a little, some slick, underhanded, like low-key diss shit that you can't throw me out for this.
Watch me.
And he shouldn't have thrown him out for that.
Duncan did that thing where, like, you know, when you're dating someone and you're like, oh, just don't do this right now, please. You know, and then he just threw it. You know, he was like, just die, not right now.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. We need you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, who else is going to pass to me? I can't create my own fucking shot.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of funny, though, because we have seen Kyle complain constantly.
It's after every play.
You're talking about my beard. Is it
constantly? It's not great. Is that little white part? Is this like sticking out a little farther than the rest?
Those are grays, bro. Like, what are you going to do?
It's heavy salt on one side.
I'm old.
Yeah, it's a little. I don't know. Check the length a little bit. But it was just funny. Out of all the complaining that Kyle has done this season,
that's false.
That was the one that gets him ejected. It was just kind of, but I mean, I understand it. And you're right. It's a rookie ref, and this is, you know, I get it.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that part of it. The referee does have to establish himself.
No, did they get to pick their own numbers? Honestly, what he probably did was fuck up his career tonight. Like,
No,
I'm telling every NBA analyst, every NBA writer was torching this dude on Twitter. That is not a good look as a rookie because you look sensitive and emotional.
NBA refs don't care what NBA writers and all of that have to think. His peers will back him.
Yeah, I don't know. You and know I, more about it. You know more about refs than we do because you act. You know, you're friends with a
multiple NBA refs.
Yeah,
but I also think. I mean,
we still haven't gotten Tony Brothers on the show.
And you're not going to because you cussed out the league office. That's not happening.
I do a number of times.
Oh, you fucked that up.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They can't look at
But do you really think that was? I mean, I think there should be a little more gravitas for this a second tech. No.
No, that's my thing. Like
a little more, like something a little more substantial than that to be kicked out of the game. If that, if you get
kicked out
for
of
the
game.
First one,
And for more context too, there have been a few techs lately around the league that have been kind of questionable. Like I was watching the Brooklyn game earlier, and DeAndre Bembry, he just clapped at the ref like, "Come on," and he got a tech for that. And so
the refs are in protocols too right now.
Yeah,
there's a lot of rookie refs running around the league.
They must have a group chat.
Yeah,
I bet there is
multiple.
Siobhan, well, you know what it reminded me of a little bit?
Bored apes and shit back and forth.
That play in the Kings game last night.
Which one?
Where was it? The Kings game where De'Aaron Fox didn't touch the ball. The Kings Lakers game.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay. So it's a free throw. It bounces off the rim. So now it's I forget who it was, missed two free throws at the end of Lakers-Kings game. There's like 24 seconds left. Now it's a five-point game, right? So that's a winnable game for the Kings. Probably not going to win it, but it's two possessions, right? 24 seconds. The ball bounces off the rim. De'Aaron Fox sees it, doesn't touch it. The clock starts running. It's not supposed to start running until somebody touches the ball. So De'Aaron Fox looks at the ref like, "Yo, why is the clock running?" So the refs say, "Okay, whistle, go to the replay." Because De'Aaron Fox did not touch the ball in half possession, they call in an inadvertent whistle and they call a jump ball instead of giving it to the fucking Kings when there were no other Lakers around. Mm. Now, by the book, yes, you're supposed to call an inadvertent whistle and a jump ball. But the referees have room for a little fucking discernment and common sense at that point. The Lakers were all on the other side of the court at that point.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of thing I think we're talking about where for a second technical foul, like, come on, you got to be a little bit more discerning in that situation.
Because
when Kyle was walking out, he was saying some shit you really don't say to a man. So I don't know what Kyle – so we don't know what Kyle was saying during the game. The rest was just fed up and said, "Fuck it, get out of here."
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So Shalisa and I were watching. We were talking about it. And Shalisa said the ref probably could have pocketed that second tech with the idea that there was probably going to be something else later to tee him up for
Which there
again.
Probably would have been.
Then there probably would have been. So, yeah, I do agree. Like, maybe – having a little bit of brass gravitas on the second one, knowing that that is the one that leads to an ejection. But like you said, Kyle talks after every single play. It's a miracle he doesn't get teed and thrown more than he does.
All right.
And for a rookie, I can't imagine how annoying that is.
G calling us you people in the chat. Calm down, G.
Man.
You better watch it.
I hope we get a picture.
What do you mean, you people?
The top row.
I don't understand like what we're saying that's so bad. We're saying that Kyle was being a dick, but he didn't deserve to get ejected from that one play.
Yeah, it is a little more nuanced than like just jumping on a ref.
It was, you know, it was also it's like that Tyler Hero play at the end of the game. You got that, Brass? I'm sorry to just throw that out.
Yes.
But that Tyler Hero play, it wasn't about the first of all, it was an offensive foul. He leaned in. It was a tough fucking foul.
He did lean in.
That was an offensive foul. It's the shit talking from Nurkic while Tyler's on the floor.
Oh, so I didn't see that.
He stood over him.
He stood over him and like basically not spit, like literally spit, but spit some shit at him. Like that shit gets to you after a while. And I think some of that shit Lowry was talking was getting to the ref.
Yes.
You know? Everybody was emotional tonight. Very emotional night in Portland.
There's gonna be a bitch ass white boy. Listen.
There's going to be a picture of the Heat in front of the ref locker room. You know, like that other picture. Kyle Lowry is looking to fight somebody.
Wait, Brass, play that again,
please.
Oh, what? Oh, the other
bitch ass white boy. Listen.
No, I will say though, I kind of wish Tyler kept his composure, but the other Anthony, who's from like 56th Street and 7th Ave, loves this out of Tyler. Because fuck that shit. I don't care how big he is. Go attack him.
Let me tell you who Tyler should have attacked. Fucking Yurt's ass.
Yeah, Yurt got to call that screen out.
Oh my God, Yurt got him killed.
You're going to get your guards concussed. Call the screen out.
You saw the way his neck snapped back? It was also fucking Marquise Morris shit.
And now we're about to get more fucking European man fan fiction. It's already started. I saw Stat Muse post some shit. It's a shame. I don't know why I don't just fucking stick to stats, but okay.
Man fiction.
But it's gonna be
I really don't like Tyler did that though. That was not.
I don't either.
I don't mind it.
Nah, listen, man. I think if the tables were turned, you'd be feeling a little different right now.
Yes,
because that was not that hard of a foul.
Are you, bro? Look at that.
I don't feel malicious.
No, you have a bad angle.
Yeah, the above.
It is a bad fucking foul. It's a leaning with the shoulder, and Tyler's neck snaps back, and then he sits over them and talks shit. Like, honestly, I understand Tyler. And then also, it was a buildup, and it reminds me a lot of the Denver game where there's just a buildup where Tyler was getting fucking fouled all game long, and he was just not getting the fucking calls.
Yeah,
and
that was a lot of bad no calls.
It was a lot of bad no. Like, Tyler was being aggressive going to the rim and not being awarded for that shit, while the fucking Blazers are there's a fucking, you know, a COVID line to the free throw stripe. Like, it was ridiculous.
Let's talk about Caleb being about that action, though. You see my man jump in there. Run it again. Play it again. Watch Caleb.
That's awesome, man.
You thought Caleb got hit.
Look at Yurt 7 just pretending.
But man, I'm gonna have to actually work at work tomorrow. I stay off Twitter because it's gonna be so much. Ah, but Nurkic is from Yugoslavia. He had a bomb in his pocket. He's so tough.
He got a bomb in his pocket.
I see a lot of John Wick extras.
I'm not looking forward to that. Maybe I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but like,
I don't like to push from behind.
I don't like the push from behind. I mean, it's the push from behind. That's what we were bitching about. That's literally the same shit that Jokic did.
First of all, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same level.
It's not the same level.
A shove in the back and a fucking wind up forearm in the lower spine are completely two different things.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it's a bitch move, and he should have been
Tyler should get shit for it. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
That's not cool. I don't want anyone doing if that amount of exertion happened to any of our guys, we'd be fucking livid.
Be pissed.
Let's not act. Honestly,
I would not. Like, if Deadman put his shoulder in and laid out somebody and they gave him a little shove in the back, like, I would not be that mad. I think we're sensitive because of the Jokic
situation.
Tyler
just can't push harder than that, I guess. Maybe that was it.
He can't.
I know he's not strong.
Jokic is 270 pounds.
That's a little brother being mad at his big brother. Yeah. Look at him. Yeah.
I do like that he kept going after him, though.
I just appreciate it.
They push and then they act like, oh, what did I do? He's still trying to go after him. Yeah, I'm sure it's still fake as hell because it's all fake in the NBA. But I like that it looks realistic.
I appreciate the two big steps from Yurt.
Like, he wasn't gonna do shit, but
No. It looks like you're gonna do something, but you pause between each step.
He did more than Bam did with Keith.
That is true. But Yurt didn't see it either. He's just over here like, what?
Yurt thought he had a block.
His eyes got big. He saw it.
Listen, I love rules, man.
You guys are defending Nurkic, Rask, and then you guys were more team.
This all fucking day, G. I could do this all fucking day, buddy.
I mean,
this is terrible for the pod.
Spend stupid.
Let him.
Just let him.
Kyle. Loud. So. Horn. Shit. Come on.
He's expertly timing his words at this point.
It's perfect. It's great.
What else do you guys want to talk about?
Those people driving in the car have no idea what's going on.
To the pod audience, we're sorry.
I'm just mad because you guys were just and I'm like, no, he's not do anything wrong. Are there to be good? That's your job. It's you.
I feel like we're changing a channel. It's all G.
It's literally my worst nightmare.
Person.
Oh, no. No, I'm not doing it.
I'm just mad that you guys were more on the NBA official side than Kyle's side.
We were not, bro.
No, it was,
everyone's like, oh, you know, maybe Kyle should, you know.
Why are you so fucking sensitive when it comes to former Raptors fucking players, G? What is it with you?
You're the one defending Nurkic over Tyler. What's going on here?
Who's defending Nurkic?
Brass. He's like, well, you know, Tyler shouldn't be doing
I'm
that.
What, G?
Wow.
Like, Tyler, what do I sound like?
Tyler.
Fuck you, man. Honestly, I'm so sick of your shit.
Heat and five.
No, fuck. Listen, fuck your Heat and five. You're all like Raptors in five instead. Like, you would. Fuck you, Raptors, man. I'm just, get the fuck out of
here. Who said Raptors in seven?
I'm getting tired of this guy.
This is emotional.
I'm getting fucking. Seriously, any former Raptors player except for DeRozan. You know, he will fucking
that guy's a bum.
Die for.
That guy's a bum.
Except for him. What did he do to you? DeMar's show me on bum. The fucking doll where get DeMar DeRozan hurt you, G.
I'll show you the box score. He went like 5-for-25 against Kevin Love in a
How
drop.
Many years ago was this?
That dude sucks. What was that, 20?
And who's the whiny bitch? Me or you?
You!
I'm not a fucking whiny bitch, man.
Yeah, you are. You're
completely. No,
you're,
I'm
you're
not.
Defending Nurkic over Tyler.
Fuck them both for that.
No, fuck Nurkic, not Tyler. No, Tyler didn't do anything wrong. Kyle didn't do anything wrong either.
Tyler didn't do anything wrong.
No.
That's just stupid.
No, he's a mosquito. Yeah.
Tyler, he didn't do. What the fuck is Joey? I didn't do that.
I didn't.
Oh.
I just feel like Joey makes people happy.
Yeah. I'm just.
Gassing up the officials. I couldn't take it anymore.
I'm not no one's gassing up the fucking officials, G.
You're just like, Kyle should keep his temper better.
Because he's fucking sure they almost
Yeah, he's a fucking whiny crybaby, just like you.
No, he's not. You guys,
he is.
No, he's not. Every fucking NBA player complains to the referees.
No.
We're being nuanced and fair.
No, that's not what this show's about.
Why you gonna tell me what my show's about?
We yell.
I got the remove button too, motherfucker. Hey, chill the fuck out.
Chris Paul's so cool.
Get the rest out of here. Legit.
I could actually.
This is about to be the worst podcast on the episode.
I was just mad. I'm leaving. I just
bye.
I just
telling me what my show's about.
That voice register was so high. It got so high.
He gets so fucking. This guy, he's out of control. He's out of control.
Yeah. I thought it was great radio.
I used to hate G for like fun and shit, but like I'm starting to really he is grating on me, man. Like, god damn.
I don't know G's thoughts on Anthony Parker and like them types of rappers and shit. Like, does he care about them?
He was very upset about Norm Powell tonight. He just thinks he should have been a Heat player. I thought that was really good.
Listen, I'm not gassing. No one's gassing up fucking refs. And I'm just saying, like that play that went down, they both deserved ejections.
Yeah, it was to me. It all played out.
But I'm not gonna sit here. I'm not going. Oh well, yeah, he fucking deserved it. You know, I'm not like fucking weirdo Nuggets fans.
We can't be against Jokic and then turn completely around with the same situation.
No.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was still, his back was to him. This was not as hard a foul as what Jokic did.
And it wasn't on his spine. He did like hit like more of his shoulder blades. But even still, we can't be complete hypocrites about it.
No, thank you. That's all I was doing.
We can. I don't feel like it.
Maybe better than that.
We'd be doing if he connected. If he connected, then this would be a different story.
He did connect. He's just not strong enough.
He like tussled his hair.
No, I'm saying no. The punch. I'm talking about the punch.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the punch.
Well, that was a.
It was poorly timed.
Punch for a big dude.
That was a
bitch ass white boy. Listen.
Yeah.
Hey, there's something to be said about big dudes and their ability to fight. It might be a little overrated.
Yeah.
That was a real soft punch.
That whole thing is they're you know they can hit you with that one knockout blow, but they can't box.
Yeah,
big dudes can't buy. That's what like when I was in my younger days and it came to fighting and stuff, a guy bigger than me, I was never really that worried because I'm like, it would take him so long to wind up.
Granted, I haven't fought since fifth grade, so I don't actually know. But just from what I be seeing and shit, big dudes can't really fight like that a lot of times.
No, I was in a production of West Side Story, so I I was a Jet.
Oh shit! I had no idea you were gang affiliated.
Man, I'm still heated from that fucking G thing. But let me talk about people I actually like. Stella Arthur gave out 5 community gift subs, and Post Up 75 Gaga gave out 10 community gift subs.
Shout out to her.
So thank you to all of you. You guys are great.
Thank you. And since we haven't talked about real basketball shit in about fucking 20 minutes. Let's get to the most basketball informative shit we do. Here goes Bonds Breakdown.
Oh, hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
I got 3 offense. One of which I like, 2 of which I didn't like, and something that Portland did on offense against our zone that I thought was interesting. Go ahead. The very first possession, I just loved how continual the motion is. Pause. So Caleb and Yurt are setting up for this stagger, and then Yurt is going to set a single for Caleb, and then Max is going to set a diagonal back screen for Yurt. If PJ makes a better pass, this is a dunk. Go ahead. So you have this set up, the stagger, Yurt turns, screens for Caleb, then this back screen, and it's just a really bad pass. It's a bad pass. The pass hit the backboard.
I like how Yurt finished it, though. Yurt was okay.
Yeah.
He still like swung on the rim.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, point for trying.
Okay, start this from the top. Pause. So right here, I don't know why Kyle Guy as the bottom forward in that corner is up here with Tyler. Go ahead. So pause. So on this cut through, now Duncan is in no man's land. They're in this zone. Duncan isn't guarding anyone. The dude that was in the corner is cutting baseline. Go ahead. And pause here. So Kyle doesn't know who he's guarding. He looks confused. Duncan looks confused. There's literally not a black shirt around Duncan. So go ahead. The dude on the block is going to screen in for the zone. And then they bring 2 people from one side to the other, keeps it or makes the zone even more unbalanced, running one more time. And they get a good look. I like the creativity in swinging 2 guys from one side to the other, completely shifting the balance of their offense because we were unbalanced in our zone. And that's a good pass. That's where that pass should have gone. He just missed the shot. Go to the next one. Pause once before you start it. So there's a distinct difference in Tyler's gameplay when he is like hunting his own shot and when he is just playing, taking what's given, whether it's his shot or a kick out. So go ahead. These last 2 possessions, I don't really like. So. And then pause. So we have this Tyler ISO. Whole right side of the floor is ISO'd for him. And there's nothing else happening on the other side of the floor. Go ahead. And this first quarter, he misses like first either 5 or 8 shots. And it just didn't look good. You can go to the next one. This was a play before this one we just talked about. Pause. And even less motion. Fucking Chris Silva is going to come up to try to set the screen. Tyler's right hand is waving him off. Go ahead. Watch Tyler wave him off. And there's nothing's happening. And it's just Tyler pounding the ball. Fucking Kyle is sitting here in the corner. There's nothing happening. And so you can bring me out and I'll just talk a little. You let it play or whichever. It didn't matter.
Yeah,
just the Kyle standing and kind of letting Tyler do his thing slows down and like not even slows down stops like all of the motion that it is they're trying to do, which is why it sucked when Kyle was ejected, because not only is there no one to handle the ball and set up an offense, now you have Tyler, who is supposed to be or should just be looking to score and play off ball. Now he can't even do that, having to be on ball. It's just a lot of bad that comes with not having a floor general on the floor. But I'm happy they pulled it out. I really thought that they were going to let it slip. They didn't. But always something to tighten up.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a loss, man. I really did. Like, when Kyle went down, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have to do hangover time. And I'm going to have to talk about how you can't take a lot away from this game and blah, 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 blah. And Siobhan's going to fucking shake her head behind me like, oh, here you go again with this shit. And I'm like, oh, got to do this shit again. But they pulled it out, man. Like, honestly, it was a fucking magic trick.
Yeah.
Because especially when they tied it in the fourth, I was like, what the fuck are we going to do now?
Yeah.
And it even felt like the slip away was slow. After Kyle got taken out, it felt like it was slowly going downhill.
Well, luckily, they suck.
That is a terrible team.
That is a – without Dame and without McCollum, CJ, and they were bad with the motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're bad with them. Yeah, exactly.
And, like, AJ was like – I was just like, thank God. And then Simons, I was like, well, here you go. This is the guy that's gonna fuck up my night.
He's to that guy.
I thought he was. I thought he played well. I couldn't take nobody looking like that fucking up my team.
I wish he had a nickname like Penny, because that is a horrible name.
Anthony.
Yeah.
It's like I see Anthony, and where's the fra? Is it Francis? Is it like it's Anthony?
It's a fur. It's not even fra.
And Penny named his daughter after him. It's some form of Anthony. I gotta look it up. It's something wild though. I'm gonna look it up. Y'all can keep talking. Hold up.
Anfernetta.
A lot of people tell us to look up Jimmy's IG post. We saw it live, and Brass clipped it. Oh, and sure.
He's got a couple posts. I think they're talking about another one. But yeah, let's talk about this. Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
That.
No. I love this one because this is when Tyler first started getting fucking heated. He's all pissed, and he's like, he can't help but laugh at this shit. Look at Max. You fucking love this guy. Max, like, fuck you, Jimmy.
Tyler's laughing.
And Tyler, like, look how pissed Tyler is.
That is awesome.
That's just wholesome. That's just wholesome.
Jimmy's been trying to calm this motherfucker down all game.
Oh, no. Jimmy's most recent Instagram post.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
What?
This one.
For the podcast audience, Jimmy posted a wanted dead or alive poster of Gabe Vincent. And it says, eight worse shit, so no reward.
Then the next three slides are more of Gabe.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Just tell us you missed him.
Gabe right now?
Because they missed him. They need another fucking point guard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and by the way, it's LaTanfernee Hardaway.
What? No, shut the fuck up.
What?
Swear to God. Penny Hardaway named his daughter LaTanfernee.
Why would you do that? They're lucky they got money. They're lucky they got money. And I don't mean to turn this into light skin opinion. Stop naming your kids weird shit, man. This shit shows up on fucking job sites.
Hey, listen, my name is Kenneth. They see me and decide not to hire me, but I get to that point first.
My name is like a white Irish woman, so I'm straight.
Every time I saw that shit on Succession, I was like, look at that shit. I was like, all these white people watch Succession and can't fucking spell Siobhan's name right.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That shit, it's usually the creepy black guys who can't spell your name right on YouTube.
You're right.
Anyway.
Love y'all.
Thanks for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button. Stop being weird. They don't watch this long. It's okay.
After or before. Yeah, please.
They just kind of pause and zoom in on Bun. That's it.
Yeah, they just
you can give people ideas. That's strange. They might not have before, not even.
They're like, oh, what a great idea. I don't even have to watch this stupid show. I don't even like to eat.
we're just in their way.
have you seen how many people get mad? Like, no, Bond, fuck this shit. Why you had a comment?
Like, damn, I thought you liked basketball. What the fuck?